Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The investigation into the shooting on the Champs-Élysées yesterday has begun in earnest. After the so-called ISIS group quickly claimed responsibility for the attack, in which one policeman died and two others were injured, police have taken three of the killer's associates into custody for questioning. The shooter was shot and killed by police as he attempted to flee the scene where he had stopped his car in front of the police van before opening fire at the vehicle with an automatic weapon. Belgian security services have alerted their French counterparts that a Belgian national may also be linked to the attack. A man handed himself in at a police station in Antwerp this morning. His link to the attack is still unclear, although police may have discovered weapons and a train ticket to Paris for the day of the attack at his home. But it could be that ISIS acted too quickly in claiming that the man known as Abu the Belgian was the man who carried out the attack, as security forces have confirmed that the shooter was of French nationality, a man well known to them, having been sentenced to prison for the attempted murder of a policeman in 2005. François Hollande called an emergency meeting of his security cabinet this morning, with Prime Minister Bernard Cazeneuve in attendance. The meeting was to confirm what security measures are to be put in place on Sunday for the first round of voting in the presidential elections. 50,000 policemen will be fully mobilised, as well as 7,000 soldiers. Mr. Cazeneuve has called for people not to fall prey to fear and said nothing will stand in the way of democracy. Elsewhere in France, a massive fire in Sissac-Médoc near Bordeaux has destroyed almost 1,000 hectares of forest. The fire, which started yesterday, is one of the biggest seen in the southwest since 2015. Hundreds of firefighters have been mobilised in an attempt to control the blaze. Four Canadair, the firefighting aircraft, have also been deployed, but strong winds are making conditions difficult. The man who attacked the Dortmund football team's bus did not have terrorist links. The suspect, who has both Russian and German citizenship, hoped the attack would mean a slump in the club's share price, which he would have financially benefited from. And finally, in the football, Monaco will soon know their fate as the draw for the semi-finals of the Champions League will take place shortly. That will be followed by the draw for the Europa League when Lyon will find out who they will be playing. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.